when Hume City Council announced it would be holding a pop concert to remember Sunbury's iconic rock festivals of the 1970s, no one could have been happier than Deb Sweeney. Deb attended the 1975 concert when she was a teenager. The event turned out to be the last one of the annual festivals. It ended in a quagmire of mud and debt. Still, the concert, which started in 1972, put Sunbury and Diggers Rest on the rock festival map, and they're still fondly remembered today. Deb is not only a dedicated collector of Sunbury Rock Festival memorabilia, but has been quietly campaigning for the festivals to be remembered. My name is Steve Hart, and when I spoke with Deb, she took me back to how it all began.
Peter Evans, he actually put the idea to John Fowler about it, because Peter went to another festival, I think it was Wallacea or something, Wallacea Festival. And he was lying there, you know, just watching the organisers put it all together and the stage and this and that. And he's thinking, we could put something on like this, because Peter Evans and John Fowler, they worked at Channel 9 lighting department. Anyway, so he went to work and he said to John, you know, I was thinking we could put on a festival like the one I saw, you know. And John even told me this himself. He said, he looked at him and he said, are you crazy? And Peter looked at him and he said, yeah, well, you think about it. 40,000 times $5? And then John Fowler sort of looked and thought about it and, oh. Eventually he put a team together, John Fowler did, and they looked into the venue. John Fowler was the main organiser. In 72, it was a real peace type of Aquarius sort of like type of it feeling about the festival sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Hippie vibe sort of type of thing. Whereas towards the end, it became more like, like a pub rock scene in a way. But I didn't know much about it because I didn't really go to many pubs anyway. I was only young. So, yeah, but anyway, that was my experience and I just loved it. And I'm just so glad that I experienced that part of history, you know.
So what's your biggest memories of the 1975 festival?
The rain and the mud, but it wasn't raining the whole time, but when it pelted down, it pelted down. My girlfriend, I lost her and I found her sliding down the mud hill with others that were doing it. Took her to get showered and everything. I hardly had any sleep and I was so tired. And I waited Sherbet at that time. I was really big into Sherbet and they were going to be performing. So I did know Sherbet and I ended up trying to stay awake till really late that night or early in the morning. I forget when it was, but I was so tired because I hadn't slept the night before. And anyway, in the end, I was sort of like standing there and I was right up against the fence at the front. And I remember standing there thinking, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to collapse. And I ended up taking myself off to the tent and I just slept. So I missed my favourite band. You only came for a smile, even though you're really not my style. I didn't think that you'd run me around like you do. Deep Purple, I remembered them. They actually sang a song called Stormbringer. It was really uncanny because, you know, that's how it went. There was like this torrential rain and storm. And I was right up the front, right up against the barrier fence and right in front of the left-hand speakers. But I just remember going back to the tent and my ears were ringing and they were ringing like for about 3 days. And in the end, I think I've got permanent ear damage in my left ear. Oh! I was blown away with Thorpey. I mean, I knew I had heard, I was only young, so I was only getting into music. And I remember most people I know, I'd hear that on the radio and that. And I loved it. So I knew a Thorpey, but that's all. And when he played, oh, I was blown away. And I felt so mesmerized with his performance. And I couldn't, I was like in this other world, you know. I remember him singing Oop Oop Doo and everybody repeating, like he'd say, oh, and we'd all repeat, oh. It just felt like you were at a party with all your friends and people you were just getting to know, but you're all in the same wavelength and you're all just enjoying this magnificent, it felt like sort of in a way like a party type of thing, and this togetherness, and to me it was like a real ethereal, is that the right word?
Following years of writing to Hume City Council and numerous meetings, Deb got the message she was waiting for in 2023.
I get this email from a Hume curator saying, "Hi Debbie, I've just happened to latch onto your email trails about the Sunbury Rock Festivals. And yes, I think we might do something about this." And I was like beyond happy. Oh, I was so excited. So basically they said, look, we're thinking of doing, you know, a celebration concert of the 50th anniversary. I found it a little bit strange because next year is the last year of the festival, so the 50th, that's the last 50th is next year. But they're having it this year, so I don't know what if anything's going to happen next year or not. But anyway, I didn't complain, and we won it recognised, and it was a big time in music. A lot of people regard it as Australia's Woodstock, and the change of the cultures and, you know, it highlighted Australian music with a lot of different things too, even though there were halls around and pubs around that played some of these music. Overall, the bigger audience, it was like huge audiences at Sunbury.
For those going to the concert on Saturday, 13 April, Deb, what do you hope they'd enjoy most?
I just want people to enjoy the magical experience, and I just want everybody to treat it much the same way that we did, because it's part of local history. Music history, in fact, Australian music history. And not only Australian, there were people that come from New Zealand and different places as well. You know, it was a togetherness, and it was like everybody just loved everybody.
Thank you so much to Deb Sweeney for taking part in this feature. The Hume City Council run festival celebrating the pop concerts of 1972 to 1975 is being held at The Nook in Sunbury on Saturday, April 13, 2024. Music in this program came from Madder Lake, Daddy Call, The Fifth Dimension, Sherbet, Deep Purple, Billy Thorpe, AC/DC and Spectrum. My name is Steve Hart, and thank you so much for listening.